In the present, Gauntlet shifted in his chair, both physically and mentally uncomfortable, licked his lips, then asked where the documents had come from. He was slowly starting to see that if things were as Kit claimed, this could be dynamite. He brushed the thought away, not prepared to believe that it could be true. New thoughts shuffled sideways into his head. What was in it for Kit? He comes barging in with some cock and bull story about some contemporary descriptions of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, knowing Kit of old, he had to ask what was in it for Kit Palfrey. Charlie gave a little puffing laugh. Come on, Kit. Where'd you find stuff like this? Not to put too fine a point on it, they came out of the Lubyanka. Kit gave an on-and-off smile, locking eyes for a moment. Well, near enough. Dzerzhinsky Square, the old KGB religious archives. Why? Why? You really need to ask why? I find it all a shade far-fetched, as my old grandmother would have said. Okay, why? Because I had the run of the files, and I wanted to bring back a conundrum. Not good for people like us to sit around doing nothing. I knew I would be coming back, so I went trawling, rooting in unlikely places. You'd be amazed at what's there, and what isn't, come to that. Charlie nodded slowly, unconvinced. So these pieces were just filed under G for Gospels, or J for Jesus. He flicked through the prints and stopped at one that showed scrolls with their carved handles, neatly packed in cardboard boxes, one scroll to a box, five in all. They were like that. Kit Palfrey leaned across and tapped the photograph with a neatly manicured finger. Boxed and labelled with a sheaf of attendant notes. The documents said they were seized from the Church of St. John the Warrior, Moscow, in May 1920. According to the notes with them, they'd been bought in Jerusalem by a biblical scholar, a Father Peter, who later stood trial and was banished to the Gulag, where he died. Victim of the Great Terror? Humour him, Charlie thought. Propagating the cult of an individual, one Jesus Christ, feeding an opiate to the masses. So they've been lying in some damp and lonely basement, these scrolls, till you came along and liberated them, just like that. Charlie made a Tommy Cooper move with his hands. Exactly like that. I had the opportunity, the means, and the motive. My credentials were impeccable. There was even a book about me by an eminent fellow of St. Anthony's College, Oxford. And fellows of that spook school don't write about tat, Charles, as you well know. It says that I was probably the third most dangerous mole working within the Soviet intelligence service for the Soviets. That's rubbish, of course, but nobody's going to disillusion the general public. I don't even look like the person they associate with Kit Palfrey, master spy, mole to Kim Philby's rat. Kim's king rat. Whatever. You recognized me last night, Chuck? Please don't call me Chuck. Recognized your laugh. Bit longer over the old fizzog. There, you see, not the same man. I've reached the stage when I look in the mirror and see my grandmother staring back at me. So? Charlie brought his hands together, fingers splayed slightly, the hands moving to and fro in a clapping motion, soft and not actually touching. So? You were not the traitor we all imagined, Kit. I got that right? Yes? Good. Yes. Instead, you were a double. Yes? Yes. So when the war was over, the cold won, and you stone dead, you toddled safely home and brought your conundrum with you. How many boxes did you say? Five. Like in that picture. Kit touched one of the prints. Brought him back to your flat in Kensington High Street. That's where you had your flat, right? Chelsea, actually. What's in a name? Indeed, what? Charlie Gauntlet gave Kit a big smile, the kind he would use just before popping the most pertinent question to some overconfident witness. You expect me to believe all this? Told you. Give them a ring. Anyone. Gauntlet grunted. These scrolls, you've got them in Chelsea now? No. You said that's where they were. I didn't. Actually, they're on the Isle of Ringmarookie. Ringma what? Rookwee, an island near, but not one of, the Hebrides, off the west coast of Scotland, the Western Isles. Ringma Rookwee. Ringma Rookwee. What's there, Kit, apart from sheep and randy shepherds? Monks, oh dear. Not Roman Catholic, but Anglican monks. Chanting plain song and making CDs of themselves. Very good at the plain song, but they don't record. They follow scholastic pursuits. Monks? Yes. Monks and scholars? Yes, they're Hieronymian. They name their order after St. Jerome, Giza, who first translated the Bible into Latin, a father of the church. They put the letters OSJ after their names, not to be confused with Jesuits, who use SJ, Society of Jesus. But I don't think there are any Anglican Jesuits. Well, not officially, anyway. And they're mainly biblical scholars, these Order of St. Jerome monks. On the whole, yes, there are some scientists among them, notably Father Gregory Scott, OSJ. Dr. Gregory Scott, as he was when he wrote his seminal work on the dating of ancient documents, Papyrus, Parchment and Paper, Telling the Time. Very popular book, bestseller, grabbed the imagination of the public. Almost as popular as Stephen Hawking's book, and much easier to read. Kit stopped, noting that Charlie Gauntlet's eyes seemed to have glazed over. Chuck, it's fascinating stuff, papyrology. For a brief moment, a small argument went on in Charlie's head. Where do you know that name from, Charles? Gregory Scott, his mind asked. Just a familiar name, that's all. Nobody in particular. Aloud, he said, sure, it's fascinating stuff, Kit. I bet Geoffrey Archer, Ken Follett, and possibly Steve King are soiling their underwear because Father Gregory Scott scooped the pool. When are they doing the movie? Charlie, come on. I'm serious. Of course you are. You've taken it up, haven't you? With some people it's collecting stamps or butterflies. With others it's learning to paint. Old Maitland Wood, remember him, Kit? Once deputy DG of our old firm. He's into gardening. Brian Cogger, who was once computer king, dabbles in photography. Nixie Meadows, originally with the Far Eastern desk as a farmer. People who served with us our sort of age. Well, your sort of age, Kit. We all have to take up hobbies. It's compulsory. With me, it's getting married. With you, it's biblical studies and dating old manuscripts. Good way to spend your retirement, providing you're not spending it in jail. And is old Double dead? Palfrey snapped sharply, angry. I told you. Ask someone. Anyone. I'm back. I'm free. I'm not Kit Palfrey, traitor. Sure, Kit, you're a hero. Why don't you fold up your tent and quietly steal away? I won't go searching for you. I won't even tell anyone you're in the country. I asked you before, Kit, why me? Because you're here, Chuck. Because I might just have the answer to a great mystery. At the moment, I'm sharing it with the good monks of Ringma Rookwee. Last night, I saw you at the opera, and I was simply filled with a desire to share this with you. Could do with an extra pair of brains, if you follow me. And if I don't believe you, if I really don't want to follow you, then you're not the man I took you to be. Remember what Winston Churchill said about the Soviet Union? He called it a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma. Well, a lot of people think the same thing about Christianity. And while I was living out a lie at the end of a Moscow winter, I stumbled across what could well be the key to Christianity. The answer to the riddle. The password to the mystery. The gateway to the enigma. Further proof of Jesus Christ's life. A solid, contemporary, blow-by-blow report. Chuck, doesn't that make you excited? Why me, Kit? And who the hell cares? Not fashionable religion. Not cool to be a Christian anymore. When this gets out, it's going to be cool to be a Christian. This cracks the code. As for the other, I told you already. I saw you last night, and I remembered how you were from the past. You were like a terrier when it came to problem-solving. You never let go. Remembered you with affection, Chuck. Thought you'd jump at this. Dare to be a Daniel. How'd you find out where I live, eh, Kit? And don't call me Chuck. Oh, Chuck, come on. After all these years in the trade, it's like riding a bike, old thing. Okay, so tell me what you've got. So far, you've talked in riddles. Tell me what you have here.